Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hello and good Saturday to you. Hope you're having a great day. I noticed that the sound is always great on here. Let me turn off some of these. Studio noise. There we go. That's called ambient. Anyway, or ambient, or one of those words. Glad to be doing another show today. And hey, if you're in Little Italy today, there is something you should really check out. Jana Esposito is performing, and I'm going to find that info for you shortly. Jana Esposito, I play her all the time on my show, and I'm going to play her right after this promo. You can join Jenna and her band for a free outdoor concert in Little Italy as they celebrate the Italian holiday of Ferragosto. The program will include songs made popular by beloved Italian Americans, including Dean Martin, Connie Francis, Frank Sinatra, and Tony Bennett, as well as classic pop hits from the 50s and 60s. The concert is going to take place on Hester Street between Mulberry and Mott Street. I think that's near Old St. Patrick's Cathedral. That's always a fun event. I've been to it. It's terrific. And it's free, everybody. Go see my little favorite, Jenna Esposito, and come grab a cannoli or gelato. Have a ball. It's Jenna Esposito time right now.
Tonight, the Metropolitan Room is proud to present Jenna Esposito.
Okay.
dreamed about the H-bomb. Well, the bomb went off and I was caught. I was the only girl on the ground.
Hey, what happened? The song ended too fast. What is wrong with me? Betty Jo Tucker in the house as soon as I get her information. She's going to have on her show this Tuesday at 4 p.m. Rod Steiger Remembered Show with actress Joan Benedict Steiger. I remember Joan Benedict. Reminiscing about her late hubby's remarkable film. She was an actress as well, I do believe. That's Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Movie Attic Headquarters. Always good. So don't forget, 2 p.m., you can go down to Little Italy and catch Jenna performing. Was it Mulberry and Mott and Hester? Just check it out, 2 p.m. It's going to be a great with her band, and her band is phenomenal. So let's have one more with Jenna, and then we'll proceed to some comedy.
Didn't think you were leaving without this one, right? Where the boys are.
That's Jenna Esposito, and you can see her live today in Little Italy singing those Italian favorites. Oh, I love Jenna. Go to www.jennaesposito.com. I believe you can get her music on CD Baby as well. Great singer, terrific. Betty Jo Tucker in the house from Movie Attic Headquarters. How great is that? Always nice when Betty Jo is here. Always makes it a better show. All right, she's going to send me more information. She's going to have Mrs. Steiga on this week's show. Jenna Esposito, she's really great. I want you to go check her out. Check her out. It's very good. Oh, Jay. Who's Jay? I don't know Jay, but hey, Jay, this one's for you. Here we go, Jay.
Light bulb. Who needs light? telling a joke again, never wanted to. What is she to do? Can't help it. I can't, I'm crazy. But you know what? Therapy is not for everyone. It's for people with money. When I was in therapy, oh no, not you, Nancy. When I was in therapy, I really felt for all the money I was paying that I should be leaving with something each time. So I stole her pens, then her tissues, then her computer, but that was going too far. I couldn't go back again. And that's bad. You know what? Let me tell you something else about me. It was not easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. When I saw West Side Story, I said, oh my God, that stole my life. How did they know? My mother was from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, land of hurricane, sugarcane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying because she would turn to me and just go, listen, mira. No me da pena ahora. I don't have time for this carajo. Tú sabes what I'm saying, so don't. Terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. Who knew? Before her time. She had all these mom Puerto Rican wisdom. She liked, used to do cliches, if you will, or cliches. She used to go, mira, Nancy, listen to these cliches. It's going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. Oh, my head. All right, she didn't give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, me not asking. A man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man-child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs With Scissors. I want to be there to answer his little boy questions. I'll never forget the first day he turned to me and goes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked into his honest little eyes and I said, Honey, in your case, babies come from Absolute Vodka. I didn't want him to be terribly misinformed like I was growing up. When I was little, I had really curly hair. My mom would brush it, and I'd go, ow, ow. And she goes, where's your lady? If Julie not hurt, how do you expect to have a baby? And until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So, with that in mind, I did a little research, and I found this little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. Feel free to take notes if you want, okay? Everybody give me a hum. 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 There was a young sperm from the land of testes near the Isle of Scrotum. Who, like a million other lads, swam around in boredom. A searching for that special lass who lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hun, the hun, the stroking of a hun. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. He had only one X, an X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, in he plunged with a manly grin. And that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. You guys are fantastic. You are the first chorus audience that ever did that for me. Yay. Yay for you. Okay, I'm going to pick on you because I like the looks of you. What's your name, sir?
Greg.
Greg? What do you do for a living, Greg?
I own a software company.
You own a software company. Oh, that's very good. Do you have any hobbies, Greg?
Playing with my car.
I thought he was going to say something else. Playing with his son. Yes, playing with your son. And you own Greg, you own a hardware company, like that hobby, playing with your son. What's your favorite food?
Italian food.
Italian food. Good call, Greg. Greg, what a coincidence. I think I wrote a song about your life, and it goes like this. Hit it, if you can. Let's see. Is he in the booth? Here we go. Anything I said about Greg? He's not there. All right, Greg, tell me more about yourself. It was a cue. I guess it's not. So, Greg, you like it? There we go. Now you hit it. Now I got to do my dance. Ready? Just for you.
Say good right and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
That was George Bettinger. Love that, George, man of a thousand voices. You can go to Facebook, Mom and Pop Shop, George Bettinger. You can listen to his show every day at Hot Mix 106, 4 p.m. And Jay Early, that's a great name, Early. People expect you always be on time with a name like that. Link to today's show, Jay Early has a Jay Early Media for Success show. Jay's Drive Time Show, Saturday special. What time, Jay? That's on, everyone. I want you to go follow my friend Jay and follow Movie Attic Headquarters as well, because this Tuesday, she's got a special guest on. Yes, It's a tribute to the legendary actor Rod Steiger on the 14th with a visit from actress Joan Benedict Steiger. And she drops by to reminisce about her husband. He's a great actor. I loved him in the movie, I think it was The Pawnbroker. Terrific movie. He won Best Actor for Heat of the Night. Who can forget that? Oh, when are you going to have Sidney Poitier on your show, Betty? When? And to receive two other Academy Award nominations for The Pawnbroker, one of my favorite, and On the Waterfront. I could have been a contender. Anyway, among his other films, Dr. Zhivago, The Chosen, Shiloh, The Heart of They Fall, Waterloo, it goes on and on and on. And Joan Benedict herself, she's had quite the career. Her movie credits starring in Month of Sundays, The Flying Dutchman, The Prize Fighter, The Theory of Everything, Dead Border. Wow, it goes on and on. Promises, promises. She's also a stage actress. Well, this is going to be one interesting show. That's 4 p.m., August 14th, Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Pacific on Blog Talk Radio, the Movie Attic Headquarters. If you haven't Facebook friend my friend Betty Jo, do it right now because you learn so much on that show, and she's always got great guests. Terrific. And Jay Early, your show's on at 5 p.m. Jay, I got to figure out how to follow you while I'm doing my radio show, but I will, and follow me, and I'll follow you, because then I'll get an email that you're following me, and then I can follow you back, and we'll follow each other. That's what we'll do, Jay, you old poop. That's what we'll do. Well, what's in the news? Gosh, it's the Olympics and Romney, huh? Huh? Well, I noticed he didn't pick a woman as a running mate. Let's hear it for my friend here who's got another.
Running for husbands.
Fellow citizens, if I'm elected president, I promise to give you undefiably ample reasons to Edgar Miliak as Sala for Davis if you vote for me.
Elect us as president, and it's smart thing you've done. You're getting two heads for the price of one.
President. The people's church. What could be worse? If she was president.
Yes, if I were president. If I were president. If I were president. There'd be at least 10 months of June for folks to spend their honeymoon and night winds all would have the sweetest scent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, silkworms in every house would grow and they would all be on the go in case there was a stocking accident. If I were president, there'd be lampposts like you've never seen. And streets would all be spotless clean. If I were president, if I were president, I'd have a cure that would work right for those who couldn't sleep at night. The time they stayed awake would be well spent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, the dogs whose habits all are strange would undergo a brand new change, and all day ice cream cone would cost a cent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, each bus would have a smoother run with lots of seats for everyone. Apartments once again would be for rent. If I were president. would be no wrangling anymore. Or drumstick that fell short before. If I were president, if I were president, I'd pick up feminine morale and get a man for every gal. More holidays would get my strong consent. If I were president.
But she does, and she's always pick of the day on BTR Radio. How does she do that? She must make them cookies. And Jay Early, my new friend in the house, listen to his show. I think it's today at 5 p.m. Facebook friend me, and I'll know. So I'll get the info when it's going to be on. Yeah, George Bettinger, every Hot Mix 106, terrific. Well, he was hoping for some... The women candidates out there, but that's not going to happen. Oh, we women, we work so hard, don't we, Betty Jo?
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada. When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule one, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win. And step, and step, and hit, and hit. And clench, headlock, and dominate. And sway, and glide. And sway, and influence. Kick back, kick front. Dip in, and power play, power play. Apply negative pressure. You serve, positive power. Use leverage, hold tight. Liquidate all night. And feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell larger. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing the Nancy lambada. Arbitrage!
I love the arbitrage at the end. So much fun, that arbitrage. Speaking of arbitrage, the Ladies of Laughter final contest will be held at Gotham Comedy Club, 208 West 23rd Street between 7th and 8th. You can purchase tickets at GothamComedyClub.com, and you can get $5 off when you enter LOL Finals 5 at GothamComedyClub.com. You get $5 off, and I think if you go to ladiesoflaughter.org and you enter that same thing, you'll get $5 off. Awesome. Well, I didn't make the finals, people. But that's okay. I had a lot of fun doing it. Ladies of Laughter will be at the Broadway Comedy Club. No, that was at the Broadway Comedy Club. Gotham Comedy Club. August 15th at 8 p.m., hosted by my favorite Master of Ceremonies and LOL Pro winner, Jane Condon. You might remember her from Last Comic Standing. Also on the bill are, let me get all the names in, Marianne Donnelly, Robin Fox, go Robin, Andrea Henry, Vijaj Nathan, Julia Scotty, Farrah Brooke, Regina DeChico, Ash Fisher, Elle Michelle, and Nikki Page. So that's going to be a very good bill, everyone, for the finals. Who will be the winner? Doesn't matter. They got to be finalists, and that's important, too. So check out ladiesoflaughter.org and go see August 15th at 8 p.m. That's going to be a lollapalooza of comedy, of ladies in comedy. Betty Jo Tucker, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. I'm just going to plug you all day, Betty Jo. And Jay Early, he's got a show at 5 p.m. Post that again, Jay, so I can tell what it is. Where's the link? Jay's Drive Time Show, Saturday Special. Is it on every Saturday, Jay? Let me know. Hey, what are we going to do here? What are we going to do? I had something all queued up, and then I forgot. Oh, boy. Well, when you forget, go French. Here we go. Le petit song.
Mouillé d'incroyables paysages.
Download. I just got too much to do. Too much to do. And how about that guest I had on, Bria Skonberg? Love her. Love her. Gloria Skonberg. She's touring the country now. And love my Betty Jo Tucker fix, Movie Attic Headquarters. Yeah, yeah. Betty Jo has a blog. Betty Jo's got reviews. You want to find out about a movie, you go to Betty Jo Tucker and find out first. If you want to hear an interesting interview, go to Betty Jo Tucker's Movie Attic Headquarters Facebook friender. Make sure you get on there. Follow her on BTR Radio, and then you'll know she can post some notices when she's going to be on. Jackie Martin.
Guy with a Doberman Pinscher says to a guy with a Chihuahua, let's go to a restaurant over there and get something to eat. The guy with the Chihuahua says, we can't get in there. We got our dogs with us. The guy with the Doberman Pinscher says, follow my lead. They go over to the restaurant. Before he walks in, the guy with the Doberman Pinscher puts on a pair of dark glasses. He goes to walk in. The guy's door says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. So you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Doberman Pinscher? He says, yes, well, they're using them now. They're excellent. All right, come on in. So the guy with Chihuahua puts on a pair of dark glasses. He's walking up to the door. The guy says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand, this is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Chihuahua? He says, they gave me a Chihuahua? 6 guys are carrying a casket out of church in the middle of winter. All of a sudden, the lead guy slips on the ice. The casket gets away. It goes down the stairs, down the road, through an intersection in the middle of town, leaps over a curb, smashes through a drugstore door, slams into the counter, the lid pops open, and the stiff sits up. The druggist says, can I help you? The stiff says, yeah, could you please give me something to stop this coughing? Sorry, you like folk songs? Puff the Magic Dragon.
Hey, let's go out on a little Tom Carozza, shall we, from his CD Zesty. Thank you all for listening today. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, and Jay Early. Today it's 5 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Repost your sites there.
My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price. Day. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell, is it coming from me?
Staff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint of...
What's that smell?
Oh, thank goodness, it's not just me.
Rings a bell like fermented gangrene.
Don't smell swell.
Catastrophic and gloomy.
Sort of liking touch to...
I'm saying.
End of my show. Thank you, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every 4 p.m. Tuesday. Check her out. Oh, Joan Benedict. It's going to be good. Did she used to be in a TV show, too? I wonder. All right. Thank you for listening. Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Boom, shakalaka-laka.